Okay, yes, the morning update. Paul Lindman here. Good morning. Have you dealt with head lice in your family yet this school year? If you have school children, you likely will. We caught up with Nancy Gordon. She's CEO of Lice Knowing You. That's a professional head lice removal service here in the Northwest. They have a salon, as they call them, a treatment salon in Beaverton. And I asked Nancy, when we were raising our four sons, you'd occasionally hear about a head lice case. Now you seem to hear about them all the time. What's changed?
Well, I think what's happening is, you know, policies in schools have changed a lot over the years. In 2010, the American Academy of Pediatrics, you know, sort of came down with a little edict that said, you know, hey, you know, lice are no threat. They're not a health issue. It's okay for kids to come to school with, you know, lice and nits in their heads. So many public schools especially have, you know, basically welcomed this type of policy, and they don't check for head lice anymore. And so once head lice get into a community, school community or other community, they tend to spread like wildfire. And if you're not doing checks and having people treat the right way, then it just goes round and round for a long time. So I think we're seeing more and more cases of it. The other thing is lice have grown resistant to many of the pesticide-based treatments out there, so they're completely ineffective.
Hit close to home for the morning update when our producer, Court Weber's daughters got head lice, and I had to hear about this for two or three days out of you, Court.
Well, it went on for weeks and weeks, as a matter of fact. My wife spent many a night going through both of my daughter's hair. And my question for you is, what would be the number one preventative care method that you would suggest for parents? Because we did not expect this to happen, didn't imagine anything like this would happen, but we got stuck with it anyhow.
Truly the number one prevention tool or prevention thing I can recommend are regular head lice checks. I know that sounds funny. It sounds a little burdensome for parents, but really and truly our motto here is once a week, sneak a peek. Arm yourself with a good lice comb, and once a week, run that comb through your child's hair. It's not totally preventative because you could find lice when you do that on your child, but if you're doing that on a regular basis, you know, once a week, if they did have head lice, it's going to be so mild that, you know, you could deal with it, and it wouldn't spread to multiple people in the family, and it would be easy to, deal with in a short amount of time.
Does a lice comb do it? Because Court was saying about the little eggs and so forth that he couldn't even see what was eventually identified as lice eggs.
Right, you know, commonly referred to as nits. You know, the reality is that you got to arm yourself with a good lice comb. Unfortunately, many of the combs out there, the ones that come in the pesticide treatment kits, ones that are sold on the, pharmacy shelves, really aren't good lice combs. You know, you can kind of run them through the hair and they comb right over the nits and they don't remove them. You know, we use a professional grade lice comb here that, you know, is readily available to the public in our shops. They can buy them here. But, you know, that's what I recommend. Otherwise, you're going to be literally picking everything out of the hair. And to be honest with you, the only guaranteed way to get rid of a lice infestation is to comb everything out or to pick everything out. If you leave even one viable egg or nit in the hair, you're going to be back to where you started. And that's what's so frustrating about head lice.
You tell us it impacts kids mostly age 3 through 12. Is that because they're school age, or is there a better reason than that?
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly 3 through 12. I mean, and it is because, you know, in a school setting, kids are so such in close contact. I mean, constantly. You don't even realize it. You know, they're working in groups. They're playing games together. You know, everything they do, their coats are hung up next to each other. It's just, you know, there's basically no no personal boundaries in a school setting, especially at that young age. They just don't get that as well as we do when we're older. But, you know, that being said, we're seeing more and more middle school and high school cases. Girls, you know, with that long, thick hair, and, you know, that's the style that's in. And at that age, girls will not wear their hair up. So when they do get it at that age, they tend to be a lot worse, the cases, just because parents aren't involved in the hygiene anymore, in their personal hygiene. And so, you know, they're not telling their parents they're itching. And before they know it, they have a raging case of head lice. Just yesterday in one of our Seattle shops, we had two 17-year-old girls with really bad cases. So while the most common ages are 3 to 12, you know, we're seeing more and more in the older ages, too.
Nancy, our time is all but up. A couple of quick questions and answers, if you would. And, by the way, my scalp is starting to itch, so I really need to wrap this up. Is it true Cleopatra really had a golden lice comb?
She did. That's what they say, the history books.
And when your kids had it, did you get lice yourself?
I did not get lice, thankfully. Thankfully, my daughter was the only one who got it. And, as I said, we were able to nip it in the bud really quickly just by combing. And, We got very lucky. In those days, I didn't know what I know now, that I should have checked and rechecked, but we just got very lucky. And so that's why my shops, we're good at what we do. I've trained the girls like I train myself, and we're good at what we do.
Nancy Gordon, she's CEO of Lice Knowing You, with salons in Beaverton, Seattle, Mercer Island, Federal Way, and Mill Creek. Thanks for talking to us in Portland this morning, and here's hoping you stay lice-free.